B. Keywords.
Xi'an.
Tourists.
The Terracotta Warriors.
Vocabulary.
Backdrop.
Elixir.
Toil.
Prudent.
Footage.
Touristy.
Phenomenal.
B1. You're going to hear an interview with three tourists visiting Xi'an, China. First, listen to the introduction part. Supply the information about Xi'an and Qin Shi Huang.
Ni hao, you're listening to People in the Know, your window into the world around you. Coming to you from Xi'an, online at www.crienglish.com here on China Radio International. In this edition of our show, we're discussing tourism in China in the backdrop of one of the cities that relies on tourism for its livelihood, Xi'an. So let's get started. For anyone who's done a small amount of research on China, one of the must-sees on the list for China is Xi'an. This city, now the capital of Shanxi Province, was, during the Tang Dynasty, the largest city in the world and the capital of China, known then as Chang'an. But Xi'an also holds the distinction of being the resting place of China's first emperor, the man who unified a group of warring states to create a nation. Qin Shi Huang was a man who searched his entire life for the elixir which would allow him to live forever. It was on one of these journeys, ironically, that China's first emperor died. But before his death, he made sure that he would live out eternity in safety and comfort. To that end, for 37 years, thousands of Chinese toiled and labored to build what is now one of the most remarkable historic spots on the face of the earth. We all know it as the home of the Terracotta Warriors. To that end, we decided it would be prudent, while in Xi'an, to talk to tourists at the Terracotta Museum about their thoughts, not only on the warriors themselves, but on traveling to China as a whole. We sat down recently and had a chat with three tourists visiting Xi'an to see the famous Terracotta Warriors.